In Las Vegas this week, more than 100,000 people are attending the Consumer Electronics Show. This is the show where buyers can see the latest stereos, televisions, and CD players. NPR's technology correspondent John McChesney is there. Find anything that excites the gadget lover in you?
Oh, lots, Bob. I'm like a pig in a cornfield out here. This is the gadget lover's heaven. But the show that they call CES has been changing over the years. This used to be, as you pointed out, a show about stereos and TVs, but now the digital boys are arriving and the show's changing. Keynote speakers here this year have been Craig Barrett of Intel and Bill Gates from Microsoft.
What's Bill Gates doing there? He sells software, doesn't he?
Well, he does, and he's still selling software, but the big company is making an ambitious move now away from the personal computer and into the entertainment business. And to do that, Gates announced two new pieces of hardware out here that will bear the Microsoft trademark. One's called the Xbox, and the other is called Ultimate TV. And both of them are designed for the living room, not for the office.
And what's the Xbox?
Xbox is Microsoft's answer to Sony's PlayStation 2, that game machine that's gotten so much attention. It's a console that plugs into the TV. It's an entirely new venture for Microsoft. The company is showing off its prototypes here. It's scheduled to ship in the fall. Microsoft promises it will ship in the fall. We'll see about that. The machine runs a very fast Intel processor, has a lot of memory, even has a small hard drive so you can download stuff from the internet. Microsoft says it will run circles around Sony's PlayStation 2.
And why is Microsoft manufacturing a new game machine?
Well, the PC market, as we've all heard this Christmas season, is slowing down. And they're worried that Sony might be crowding into their internet space. So the PlayStation is internet ready, and so is the Xbox. The key to success for a game machine is good games, of course. And Microsoft may have an edge here over Sony. The underlying technology in the Xbox is the stuff that makes Windows run, and a lot of people are have written games for Windows, and they're familiar with it. They can start there, whereas if you're writing for the Sony PlayStation, you're starting from scratch. It's a much more difficult task.
And what is Ultimate TV?
That's a modest title, isn't it? Ultimate TV is Microsoft's answer to TiVo and Replay. Those are those hard disk TV recorders that let you do one button recording and pause and replay live television. Microsoft has gone them one better, it says. Ultimate TV will let you record two shows simultaneously or watch one and then record one. So if Ally McBeal is on at the same time that Monday Night Football is on, you can resolve one family conflict that way. And you can browse the web. They're incorporating web TV into this box. So both of these machines will be portals to the internet.
What else have you seen that's interesting?
I think the most interesting thing out here, Bob, short of what Microsoft is doing, are two new companies that are offering satellite radio. You know, radio hasn't changed in 40, 50 years now since the advent of FM. And now we're going to be having two new satellite digital radio companies. One is called Sirius, which, in fact, NPR is involved with. The other is called XM Radio. And they'll beam their signals directly to cars and homes across the country.
So you can get the same signal all across the country?
Yeah, if you don't drive out of the signal range. If you're in a city and you just keep driving, and you're driving cross country, you can stay tuned to the same blues channel all the way across the country.
Is satellite radio offering any new programming?
Well, they say they are. They're offering, each one of these companies will be offering 100 channels of music and information. And they say they can and they will offer kinds of music that is rarely found today on commercial radio. Blues, jazz, classical, bluegrass, things like that. And one of the companies, Sirius, says its music will be commercial free. You do have to pay $9.95 a month, though, for it. XM says it will have some commercials, but you also have to pay $9.95, so Sirius may have the advantage there. I think the biggest problem for these guys is that both systems are incompatible right now. And maybe 3 to 5 years out, you could buy a tuner that will tune into both systems. But right now, that may be a discouragement to buyers.
NPR technology correspondent John McChesney in Las Vegas.